Today's gospel story is so familiar to us that it's easy to just sort of skim past it, even when somebody reads it out loud to us. We shorthand it, the feeding of the 5,000, plus some women and children. But let's take a moment and settle into this story. Let's imagine ourselves there, in the crowd. It's hot. It's been a long day, and we have traveled some distance to get here. We're hungry, but we don't care because it's so good to be here. We've heard a lot about this man, Jesus. He teaches people amazing things about God and about the way the world is supposed to be. He talks about people like us, unimportant everyday people, people without money or power, as if we are important. And he stands up to the powerful people. He tells them that they have got it wrong. People say they've been sent to us by God. He's been sent to us by God. Some people even say he is the Messiah, the one we have been waiting for, the person God has chosen to save us. He's definitely powerful. He heals people. He changes lives. And everyone here together on this lakeside is so filled with joy and love, and it's all because of him. But we are hungry. And we're beginning to realize that we're going to have to leave if we want to find some food. And we don't want to leave. It is so good to be here. We don't want to leave one another. We don't want to leave Jesus. This is such a good place to be. And then someone passes us some bread. And someone else passes us some fish. It's from Jesus, the man says. We're surprised. How can he have enough food to feed us? This is amazing. We're so happy and we're so thankful. We say a prayer of thanksgiving to God for the food and for one another, and especially for Jesus, who has gathered us here together to learn and to be healed, and it turns out, to be fed. We know what happened. We and everyone else have had enough to eat, and there are leftovers. And we know who made it happen. It was Jesus. But we don't know how it happened. Were there people, better planners than us perhaps, who were so inspired by Jesus that they shared the food they had brought with them so that no one went hungry? We are inspired to acts of generosity and care for one another. Or did Jesus do something just simply inexplicable, making this small amount of food somehow become an enormous amount of food? And we are reminded that Jesus is God, with all the power and authority and mercy of God. Is what happened here today a story of ordinary people with ordinary stuff? Or is it a story of a miracle, a divine interruption in the rules of reality? Or, you probably saw this coming, can it be both? Have you ever seen something in nature? Maybe an intricate flower, or an incredibly clear starry sky, or a lightning storm of impressive power, or an ant carrying a crumb many times bigger than its own body, and just found yourself captivated, gazing at that amazing thing, filled with a feeling you can't quite describe. You weren't thinking about the science of the thing or how you would describe the thing. You were just there, knowing that it was something really, really special, that you could never entirely understand, even though, technically, you could know all the facts about it. Or perhaps you've walked into a church or a temple, some place where people have worshiped God for generations, or a place where people used to worship God generations ago, an ancient sacred place, and you have felt something. You could tell that you were in the presence of something special, something out of the ordinary, even though you know you are surrounded by nothing more than stones or wood or glass. Or maybe you have felt that special something sometime when you were with people you love gathered in one place, and the love and the connection and the oneness just seemed to hold you all in a particularly unusual and deep way just for a moment and for no obvious reason you could articulate, because these are just the people you had breakfast with. Or maybe it came to you when you were so swept up in an experience or activity that you lose all sense of time and the rest of the world drops away, and it's just you and the music or the movement or the learning or the making wrapping you up in beauty and wonder and joy, even though it's something you've done 1,000 times before. Whatever the circumstances, wherever the moment, those are holy times when you suddenly become aware that God is there. An interruption of regular life that deepens our experience of ordinary things in ways that turn them into sacred mystery, into something miraculous. Let's go back to the lakeshore, rejoining the crowd that has gathered there. Let's go with open hearts and deep faith and a desire to encounter the healing and transforming power of God. Let's allow ourselves to be swept up in the presence of Jesus, listening to him teach, experiencing healing and forgiveness and love, connected to one another and to him and to God. We know something. Someone very special is with us, even though we can't quite explain it. We know that God is working in this man, in this place, in this time. And so we know that when our needs are met, when we are taught, healed, fed, it's all one thing, one expression of God's power, one miracle. The important question is not the how, but the who. On that day, Jesus took what little was available and transformed it into more than enough to meet the needs of the crowd. A little faith, a little love, a little hope, a little bread and a little fish. How really doesn't matter. And today, on this day, Christ will do the same, and tomorrow, and the next day. It's an astonishing promise, and it's one that takes some discipline to trust. My heart always goes out to the disciples in this story. In that moment when Jesus tells them to feed the crowd, I can feel their despair. The inner collapse they must have felt. All they want is to live up to Jesus' expectations. But they know they don't have what is needed to do this job. It's rather a familiar feeling. As I look at our world, both close to home and far afield, filled with so much need, and I think, I just can't. I don't have enough. Enough time or power or money or skill or energy. But that feeling means that I have forgotten that the important question isn't how, it's who. And the answer, thanks be to God, is not me, or at least not me by myself. It's not even us by ourselves. The disciples felt that despair, but they turned the problem back to Jesus, admitting their lack, admitting their own need, and Jesus simply took what they had and turned it into enough. All the world needs is what we already have. All that Jesus wants is what we already have. It is enough. So let's not get so caught up in the how that we cheat ourselves of the opportunity to experience the miraculous, to participate in the miraculous by giving what we have to Jesus so that it can be transformed into more than enough. Enough for ourselves, enough for our community, enough for the world. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus. Amen.